In this week's episode of Pop Culture Weekly, I talk to Black Bear about his brand new album In Loving Memory. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hello and welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I, of course, am Kyle McMahon, and it is an awesome episode because I am talking to Black Bear. This was supposed to happen last year and things got crazy, so we did it in conjunction with his brand new album, In Loving Memory. So good. He is one of my favorite artists. He is such a talented writer, producer, engineer, musician, artist. I really love his work, and I love how he just puts it all out there. He's not afraid to be vulnerable, and it's scary to be vulnerable. And so I'm hyped to talk to him. His new album, In Loving Memory, is out today, depending on when you're listening to this, but it is incredible. It's a little bit of a veer away from, you know, what you may be used to from him. I mean, it's not a crazy veer, but lots of guitars. It's kind of got that pop punk emo thing going on, but still at its heart, great songs, incredible lyrics, catchy hooks. I mean, it's a Black Bear album, and I love it. So we are celebrating Black Bear today and his incredible new album, In Loving Memory. He's getting ready to go on tour. Tour dates are up on in the show notes and on our website, podcast.popcultureweekly.com. Don't forget, if you go to podcast.popcultureweekly.com, that'll take you to the podcast side of Pop Culture Weekly. So there's tons of guest information and show notes and all of that. If you go to popcultureweekly.com, that's, you know, kind of the hub with all the news and all that good stuff, all the blog pieces and all. So in any event, you can get the tour dates on the website and in the show notes. And he will be at the VMAs, depending on when you listen to this. If you listen to this a couple of days later, he would have been at the VMAs. He's up for Best Alternative for Love It When You Hate Me, Avril Lavigne featuring Black Bear. And he's just got so much good stuff coming out. I also talked to him about Mansions 2, when and if that may happen, as well as what we can expect next from him, and so much more. It's really, 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 I love this man. He's an incredible artist, and I can't wait to dive in to talk to him. Before we do that, this is a serious, you know, moment. I, as you know, my mom passed away last year from pancreatic cancer, my mom Joanne, and I struggle with it every day. But over the last year, I've been filming, you know, recording the show, traveling all over the country, the series that I've been working on called Death, Grief, and Other Shit We Don't Discuss. It premieres August 30th, Tuesday. It's from iHeart Podcast Network, and it is available wherever you get your podcasts. My goal with this is to make the show that I was looking for when my mom passed. So I hope that it will help you if you've lost somebody you love. And, you know, the reality is, even if you haven't yet lost somebody you love, you're going to at some point. So, you know, I have packed it with resources. There's tons of blog posts that are coming and, you know, deliverables, downloadables, and resources for each and every episode. And so I'm really, really, really nervous for it to come out and excited and terrified. So please head on over there, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Death, Grief, and Other Shit We Don't Discuss. It's 13 episodes. So, all right, back to Pop Culture Weekly. Let's get into it. Let's jump right in to my interview with Black Bear. And by the way, we've been doing Black Bear Week. There is all kinds of great content on popcultureweekly.com, all related to Black Bear. And I even created a playlist of my favorite Black Bear songs. So you can check that out on popcultureweekly.com. All right, here he is, the one, the only, Black Bear. So, first of all, thank you for joining me on iHeartRadio's Pop Culture Weekly. I appreciate it.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go back. I want to talk about your new album, but let's go back a little bit, if you don't mind. When you started out, you were in Pennsylvania, and then you hooked up with Neo, right?
I was in Florida.
You were in Florida. And then, and how'd you hook up with him?
So, I sent my demos out with my manager to like everybody that would listen. Like we sent them to like Ultra Records, like the dance label in Miami. Like we sent them to everybody. And Neo was the only one who wrote back. And I think Akon wrote back too. And we were like, let's go with Neo. And so because we were trying to pick who we were going to like write with for that month or that week or whatever. And Neo said, yeah, come up here and use my studio for a week and write a few songs and let's see what you got. And I ended up staying there for 3 years, learning from that camp and those people. And it changed my life completely because I'm just an emo kid from Florida. And these dudes kind of took me under their wing and kind of showed me R&B and hip hop and like it showed me that I really had soul, you know? And they played a huge part in my life.
And so that gave you kind of the bug, I guess. I mean, I'm sure you had it before, but I'm sure that really was like a huge thing for you, your drive.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got to see B Major go into the studio with nobody else and come out with a song, and he produced it, wrote it, everything, and he would have a song. And then I see Neo go in the room and write a song and come out, and it's Beyonce's song the next week. And it's just like, damn, I can write songs for girls. I can write songs for myself and I can produce them too. So I'm going to learn how to do that. And that's kind of like what gave me the drive to be self-supporting.
I love that. And then you began writing and producing and eventually releasing your own stuff. What was that like for you to get your first, you know, your own music with you performing it as well? What was that like to get it out there for the first time?
Well, it was a struggle because like I kind of made some demos and sent them to Mike Posner, and Posner heard them and he was like, come to LA. So I went to LA and we made the first song we made was Justin Bieber Boyfriend, or like the second song we made. So like right off the bat, I thought I was hot shit, and like it was crazy. Like my whole life changed right away, and I got all this money and I blew it. And then I was broke again. And I was like, what the hell, man? So it was a struggle. And I was like, I got to start this project to support myself and my family. And so I started Black Bear, just by a whim, just on a whim. And it took a long time, but it worked.
It's incredible how, you know, so many people talk about overnight successes and they ignore the years and years before that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Neo had me writing a song every day for 3 years. Like one song every day for 3 years. So, yeah.
And so with Mike Posner, who I absolutely love, he's been on the show, you guys hooked up and eventually did Mansions, which is, I got to say, is one of my favorite albums ever.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
And what was that project like for you? It was such a unique thing. I loved how both of you kind of came together with your own thing and then did this, you know, joint project that was so unique, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was super unique. And we were just kind of being ourselves. And like, I would do my part in one room and he was doing his part in the other room. And then we would come together and we would make the song together. So it was like, it was very much like my own project that I was working on and his own project that he was working on separately. And then we came together and put all the music together. And that's what happened.
I love that. And Mike said last time he was on the show that there is work on Mansions 2. Is that still, where's that at
we're
right now?
We're going to start recording in November.
Awesome. I can't wait for that. And hopefully we'll finally get a Mansions tour.
I don't know about that, but maybe.
In your career, you know, you've now produced for numerous and written for numerous artists. How do you decide when you're writing, you know, this is going to go to somebody else, or I'm going to do this, or does it not happen like that for you?
You know, a lot of the times I'll make a song specifically for the artist that I'm shooting for. Like when I made Beautiful Mistakes with my friends, like I was like, dude, we're writing the next Maroon 5 single. And we tried and we came up with a song that they hated. And that fueled my fire even more to be like, okay, what are you looking for? And they told me, and then I made it and I made the song. So it was just like, you know, sometimes I just write songs and I don't know who they're for. And they sit on my manager's computer for like 5 years, and then somebody cuts it. You know, it's their song.
And do you have a hard time ever, like, as a songwriter, you know, is there ever a time where you're like, damn, I wish I released that myself? You know what I mean?
No, because I really I see songwriting as a hobby for me, and all the songs I write for other artists are like definitely like I don't know. I write songs for Black Bear and with a purpose of being within a concept album and within the realms of like, I just, there's certain things I talk about in Black Bear music, and there's just a certain vibe. Like when I'm writing for Black Bear, I know who it's for.
Mm. That's awesome. And your songs, you know, your songs for Black Bear are, you know, first of all, the production is incredible, and the lyrics are so, you know, you have such great lyrics. Are you writing, you know, I've talked to some artists who come up with like a character and they write for that character, and, you know, others write from their own experiences. What is it for you, or is it all different?
I mean, it's all different, but I've never written for a character. I've written to help. I really write to help people heal through what I'm going through. And it's kind of like therapy for me. So, you know, it's just like I make it to help myself, and hopefully it helps one other person. And if it helps one other person, then I did my job right.
That's awesome. And then you released Everything Means Nothing, which is such an incredible album from start to finish. I love it. I think it's the most accessible Black Bear album so far. And you had this giant hit with Hot Girl Bummer. What was that like for you as a songwriter and as an artist, you know?
I mean, dude, it's really cool to have a song in the Billy and Play Club. Like, I mean, that's just like amazing. It's just, it feels like, you know, I don't know. It feels like I made something that really touched every single person in the world, and or at least a billion of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just like, it's just so cool to know that like what I was feeling in that moment, a billion other people said, yeah, me too.
Can you even fathom that? Like a billion?
I think I can.
Can you?
No, I can't.
For your new album, In Loving Memory, I love, you know, one of the things I love about you as an artist is that you have all these different kind of facets and sides musically and as an artist in general, you know, where you can easily kind of slink through R&B or hip hop or pop or, you know, kind of where you are now with this album, like this kind of punk rock emo pop, you know, is that organic? Like, is that just like, oh, that's kind of just what I'm like vibing to at the time? Or are you like, you know what? I just did a more poppy album. Let me like bring in some guitars for this next one. How does that work for you?
It was like 20%. Like I just did a pop album. Let's bring some guitars in. But it was also 80% just like, I want to be true to me and how I grew up and tell the story of how I grew up in the form of the kind of music I listened to when I was a kid and just nostalgic shit. And so like, I kind of made this album. It's a letter to my dad who passed away on July 29th. And
I'm so sorry, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, it's just like, he passed away and I never really got to say goodbye to him. We never talked growing up. Like, we don't have a relationship. So I just like, I wanted to write him something that he could hear beyond the grave. And that's kind of what it's dark, but that's what it's about. It's a concept album for ghosts.
I absolutely love that, a concept album for ghosts. And I lost my mom March 24th last year, and thank you. I had kind of an opposite story. Her and I were extremely close. She was a single mom for a long time, and her and I are very close. It knocked the wind out of me, you know, and I ended up actually doing the series that I'm been working on the last year called Death, Grief, and Other Shit We Don't Discuss. Comes out Tuesday. And what I did for me, because when she passed, I had all this energy and I could see myself starting to spiral, and I was getting dangerously close to spiraling out of control. And I was like, I need to do something with this energy. So I, you know, hit up the CEO of iHeart Media and said, "Hey, I have this idea for a show, and it intertwines my mom's story, her cancer journey, with subject matter experts from everything from, you know, death doula to, I went up to Lilydale, New York, and talked to this medium who contacts people on the other side, and even people that this doctor in Texas that studies near-death experiences." And so this whole series is for
her.
That's
so awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm terrified because it's so deeply personal. I've never done something this deeply personal publicly. So I'm terrified, but I'm also excited. And similarly to what you said, if it helps one person on their grief journey, wherever they may be on that journey, it's worth it for me. You know, this is the show that I was looking for when my mom passed. And so so I think it'll be worth it. But I feel you on, you know, in the vein of trying to find a creative outlet to deal with the loss of a parent, you know?
Yeah. And also it's just like, I don't know, like, I started writing this on tour with Maroon 5, and I don't know, I never really knew this guy. And it was just like, it was just a chance to kind of write, just kind of like get through therapy in a way, and kind of like answer questions that I had for myself. And like, I think I pretty much like got through it because I was able to make this album. So I just like, I thank the fans for listening, and you know, it just does mean so much to me. And I was spiraling as well. I was struggling with drugs really hard. I'm 37 days sober today.
Congratulations.
But, like, thank you. But I mean, man, I was like really, really, I was getting close to like dying there, ODing. And like, and my real dad, he passed away from heroin overdose and liver failure and organ failure. So for me, it was hitting really close to home. And it was like, it's like, I am where I'm supposed to be right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I truly believe, you know, I struggle, and I talk about this in my series, that I struggle with, you know, I believe that there's a higher power, but I have a hard time, you know, kind of reconciling, you know, when people say, oh, everything happens for a reason or whatever. And it's like, you know, my mom passed from pancreatic cancer. And it's like, what What was the reason? You know, if it's for me to do a fucking show, that's not a good enough reason for me, you know? And, but yeah. It is what it is. You know, obviously I can't change, you know, what has happened, but I have to deal with the, what we have here, you know, and what has happened. And, it is a struggle, and I can absolutely see how you, you know, you can go down a path like that where, you know, for me, losing a parent, it was like, and my biological father, I didn't know at all, and don't know at all. And, so for me, losing my mom, it was like, the world is scary all of a sudden. You know what I mean? It's like that rock that has always been there for me is not here anymore. And I thought that to myself, the world is a scarier place now without her.
Yeah.
And through, you know, this series, it kept me extremely busy for the last year, where I have been able to channel that energy into something that I hope will help others. And, you know, I'm so happy that this album for you has been therapy for you, because we need somewhere to put these feelings, or it's so easy to go, you know, to drugs or sex or money or gambling or, you know, any kind of thing like that, that can become an addiction, a destructive addiction. So I, you know, big props to you, man, for channeling that through your art, you know.
Thank you, Tim.
It's and it's hard. Do you feel vulnerable by putting out an album, you know, surrounding that?
Yeah, I do, but I'm used to being vulnerable. I mean, every Black Bear album is like this huge part of my soul, and I've always been so blunt about like, you know, there's this girl I'm talking about, and you know who it is. You know who, like, I'll even say their names sometimes and what their pictures look like, and like, I'll talk about these people and these characters, and they're real characters. And just like, Black Bear's always been a space where I'm just gonna put my life out there, and you know, if somebody judges it the wrong way, fuck them. And it's just like, you know, I just do it for the fans to relate to, and just I want to be a place that people can go when they feel like a misfit and they feel like left out and they feel like they don't have a purpose. Like, I want to give them some kind of purpose, and at least do that the night they come to my show. I want to give them a night that they could just let go and not worry about anything.
I absolutely love that. So many, you know, people, and I was actually talking about this with Mike. So many people today, you know, in the industry are there's so much, there's a lot of fluff, and fluff has a, you know, its time and place. But especially today with like this cancel culture in many ways, it can be scary. I know I'm terrified. I made a mention on Twitter about Beyonce. Diane Warren, who's been on the show, who's, you know, this incredible songwriter, tweeted something about 23 writers on a song or something. And I, responded to her. It was nothing derogatory or anything. And the Bayhive, literally, I got like death threats, and people were like tweeting me like, you know, the Bayhive was tweeting me like, this is why your mom's dead, and like all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, it made me really scared for a second, not about death threats and stuff, but I'm like, holy shit, is this, you know, I'm getting ready to put out a show, like kind of bearing, you know, the hardest thing that's ever happened to me. Like, and this is what I'm putting it out to, you know, it's scary for me anyway.
Yeah, I understand that. And I just like, you know what? I know those people are out there, but like, you know, we've all been a hater at one point, and whether we say we have or not, we've all hated on something. And it's just like, you know, haters gonna hate, you know, it's just, it is what it is. And those people are gonna be there, and I just deal with them. I kind of just like, I egged them on, and I always like the responses that are negative to me, and like I kind of just egg them on, and I just like don't care because I know who I am, and that's what matters.
I love that, being confident in yourself to the point where it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
For your new album, you have a bunch of features on it. How were you like a kid in a candy store, like, you know, deciding who you want to work with?
Yeah, I kind of was. I mean, I made these songs on this album like, hey, I want to make a song that sounds like Bayside. Let's get the guy from Bayside on it. I was like, I want to make a song like Newfound Glory. Let's get Newfound Glory on it. And so that was kind of like the idea between getting the Used on Toxic Energy. It was just like these people inspired this album. So I wanted to make them a part of it. Plus, they're my good friends and they're great people.
That's awesome. And, it, you know, the singles are fire. I don't know which one I love the most because they're all great. And I love, again, that it's just another side of you, you know?
Yeah, I'm most excited for the one coming out tonight. It's called Dead Inside. So that's like my favorite song on the album. So everybody go listen to that.
I can't wait. And you're getting ready to hit the road.
Yeah, man.
How hyped are you for that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not in top physical shape for that right now. I've been eating a lot, but I love connecting with people, and I love going on the road, and like just the connection with the audience, and just, you know, every city, just, you know, I like to go vintage shopping in every city that I go to. So it's just like a ritual for me. I'm going to miss my kids, you know, and my wife, but yeah, I'm pretty stoked. It's been long enough, and the pandemic really made me depressed. So it feels good to get out.
Well, when was the last time you actually toured?
With Maroon 5, but my last headliner was in 2019.
2019. All right. So that's what, 3-4 years ago? I'm really bad at math. So is it therapeutic for you in a way to go out and, you know, just fire out these songs in front of a crowd that's singing all the words back to you?
Yeah, it's the best feeling in the world. Like, especially going to Europe on this run is going to be so fun to like just go over there and hear all the accents singing my song back. I don't know. I'm just really excited to go on tour, and I'm in rehearsals right now, and it sounds freaking sick. It's like monstrous. We don't stop. We play freaking 7 songs in a row without taking a break.
Wow.
We like, dude, I mean, and then after that, we take a break and do 7 more. We just like, the set is over an hour long. It's just, it's packed with Black Bear songs, every album. It's just fun.
Awesome. And, you know, I'm really hyped. I'm going to come out and see you, I think, in Philadelphia. I'm so hyped because I've never seen you live. I was going to see you at Firefly, and I was covering it for my show. So I had a scheduled interview with somebody else while your show was on. I'm like, there was, you know, I was like, damn it. And then, but now you're hitting the road, and I'll get to see a full headlining Black Bear show. And I'm so hyped for it.
And it's a really good time to come see me because, like, you know, I'm totally sober and coherent, and like I perform so much better when I'm sober. So people are going to get a hell of a show.
Awesome, man. I'm so hyped. And what's next for you after, you know, you have this album coming out, which, you know, we're all excited about. You're touring. Are you thinking beyond that yet, or day by day for the most part?
Day by day, but I really want to do an R&B album again. I want to go back to my roots and make, you know, some stuff that kind of reminds people of Digital Drug Lord and stuff like that. So I kind of want to dig back into my roots and like kind of maybe mix some live instrumentation in with some R&B. So that's like what I want to do next, and we'll see.
I love that, man. I am. Thank you for everything. And seriously, congratulations on 37 days. That's something to be proud of. And I know that you'll be hitting that every single day. You'll be adding on to that. So seriously, big ups to you on that, man.
Thanks, Kyle, and congrats on your podcast. It sounds amazing. Give us the link. I want to listen to it. It sounds sick.
For sure. I'll DM you, or I'll send it to Sam and TJ. And I'm terrified, but I'm you know, it's coming. It's coming Tuesday, whether I want it or not. So
can't wait, man. That's gonna be awesome.
Thank you, brother. And I'll see you out on the road. Thank you so much for speaking with me on iHeartRadio. Black Bear, I really appreciate it. We're loving all of the stuff that you're feeding us with the great music, the album coming, the tour. You got the VMAs, Mansions 2, album after that. We're eating it up, bro. Keep it coming.
Hell yeah, thanks. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too, man. Mother effin' Black Bear. I freaking love him. Just an incredible guy, an incredible talent, incredible artist. You know, just go listen to In Loving Memory right now. I'm telling you, you are going to love it. Black Bear is just, he really is an incredible artist, and I love him. Make sure you check out the tour dates in the show notes, and, you know, and I'll also link all the other pieces that we have out for you, content for Black Bear Week. So thank you for listening. You know I love you. We've got some exciting stuff coming up for you. Can I say it? I guess I can say it. Yeah, I think I can say it. Oh, boy. I hope I can say it. Next week, we have the cast of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power on Amazon Prime Video. I went up to New York, recorded in Ryan Seacrest's studio. Thank you, Ryan, for allowing me to use your studio while I talked to the cast of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, and I can't tell you just how much. I can't tell you yet what I think about the series, but I will be able to for the next episode. I'll have my review out, and a lot to look forward to. And August 30th, Death, Grief, and Other Shit We Don't Discuss. Please check it out. It really, really would mean a lot to me if you could go and subscribe to the show and let me know what you think about it. It is me at my most, you know, vulnerable. And yeah. So please check that out. Link is in the show notes. All right. I love you. See you next week. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
Fuck you, and you, and you. I hate your friends, and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. It's that hot girl, Bubba Red, throw it up.